Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Two, Endurance Break here on 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. How do you think he's doing over there? First update's always nerve-wracking. Is that the first one on the air?
Second one
on the air, yeah. The early update days are a little terrifying. You're reading, your heart's racing.
Do you remember your first?
I do. I'll never forget my first update live on the air. Mike Lynch, the legendary Mike Lynch, lost his voice, and I had to come in, and he was producing the show.
So you had to, like, step aside?
I had to step aside. He was still producing old Travis and Wilcox, the award-winning Travis and Wilcox, and I had to come in and just be the voice for the update, and I remember I finished the update. I thought I nailed it, thought I did pretty good, and then I dropped my script. But I was not key on all the board stuff yet, and so the microphone was not off, and I nearly said a cuss word over the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was, like, that close, and then the mic turned off, and then that's right when I said it, and I'm like, oh, thank God, that would have been really bad.
Did you feel like your career was over in that brief half second? I'm like,
yeah,
I'm done. I had my shot, and I'm not going to get another one.
I just got an update opportunity, and I said an F-bomb on the air, so I don't know if they're going to ever put me behind this microphone again. I was Tom Brenneman for a moment. That'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm ever putting on this headset again. I'm done.
Not for the same reasons,
No, but, you know, it could have been canceled right there, right out of the gate.
What I would say to young Casey is, no matter how you felt, here's the dirty secret that Dirt and I didn't know when we started. You're going to get another chance. This bench is pretty empty, bud.
Yeah,
we're going to need you.
The reality of radio is always, it's never as good as you think it was, and then it's never as bad as you thought it was.
Sometimes it can be as bad as you think it was.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. That is true. For the most part, it's never as bad as you think it was.
Yeah, I'll probably beat myself up about this probably a few times today.
Yeah, it'll happen. It'll happen.
You're going to do that update in your car, and you're going to go, why couldn't you do that on the air?
Damn it, George McCoy. More out there. Get that out. Come on. You got another chance in like 20-something minutes. Don't worry. Another one coming right around the corner.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the radio program, but it's Wednesday. It's 7 a.m.
Uh-oh.
It's a hump day.
Uh-oh.
How do you get your hump day on? Magical little dirty pole.
Hey, there it is. I can't recite the top 12 without the music in the background.
I'm just going to say this.
I just have to have it. It's like a crutch.
Casey's new. Casey is great. He's a KBVR fellow alum the way I am.
Go Beavs.
He's doing this all by himself Friday, and I am absolutely terrified for everybody involved.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong, Bob? What could go wrong? All right, are you ready for the dirty poll today?
Yeah.
A little bit of movement this week. Not a lot of new teams. Actually, I'm trying to think. Is there anybody even new in here? I don't know if there is. It's just mainly a shuffling.
Because we
had some wins and we had some losses this week.
Okay.
Much to the chagrin of my co-host, who wants to poo-poo on one of the greatest stories in all of college football.
Oh, don't you put me in that category.
They are a favorite for the first time in like 847 years this weekend in the SEC. They did not play this weekend. They were on a bye. I'm not going to punish you. I'm just kidding. Vanderbilt is number 12. They did not drop out of my top 12.
The teams that I'm choosing for number 12, LSU was in the mix. They actually, ironically, play Vanderbilt this weekend, so that one will get settled. Tennessee is in that group of teams. BYU, still undefeated, is in that group of teams. I want to see how they look against Utah this weekend. There's a chunk. There's kind of a chunk of teams there in that one loss, undefeated, but haven't played anybody category that I'm not quite set on yet. You know how I feel about Vanderbilt. I think they're a really good team. I think they're better than they were last year. I think they're going to beat LSU this weekend, but I digress. Vanderbilt is number 12.
Yeah, this is the first time they've ever been in a top 10 matchup and been favored.
They have not been favored over LSU since like the 1950s. They have had every year since then that they played LSU, they have been an underdog, and they're a favorite this weekend. So excited to see how they look. They're still at number 12. Number 11 for me is a team that tumbled outside of the top five because they tasted blood for the first time this year. I'm not going to kill you because of the injury concerns. I'm just genuinely terrified of where it goes from here because Saturday was not pretty. Oklahoma lost to Texas 23-6.
Wow, you're not bumping them?
They are bumped. They're number 11 in my poll. They were top five for me.
Bumped out.
I know.
That
I get it.
That was a pathetic performance.
But again, then it comes the question of am I ranking Tennessee ahead of them? Am I ranking BYU ahead of them? I'm not saying Oklahoma's not going to get there. And to be honest with you, I think they're going to lose the next two games. So they're not going to live long in the dirty pole. But just based on the resumes of 6 weeks, John Mateer throws three picks. Texas returned a punt. The final score is a little misleading for how back and forth that game was. Like, that was a close game until the fourth quarter.
Why
Texas
does BYU not get a nod over Oklahoma?
Because Oklahoma has beaten Auburn and Michigan, and I think Auburn and Michigan are better than anybody that BYU has played, let alone beat this season. What's BYU's best win this year? Kansas?
As of right now,
Kansas?
Arizona.
Is Arizona good?
They're not awful.
Are they?
No, they're not awful.
I know they're not awful.
I think they just had their second loss.
Yeah, Arizona's 4-2. I actually watched a lot of that game on Saturday night. They came back. Yeah. They were trailing that entire game. They were losing by double digits the entire time it came back.
You're not wrong to point out every counter to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is my reaction to this, and this is why it's your dirty poll.
Yes.
That was such a pathetic effort, and they have been lucky to beat Auburn.
Oh, I don't disagree with you there.
I wouldn't have been mad if you took him out.
I don't disagree with you there.
That's all I'm saying.
What I will say is, I'm going off resumes for right now, how I think you should be ranked, not where I think you're going to end the season. And I think this problem and this conundrum on Oklahoma will be ended next week.
All right.
Because they're going to lose this weekend to South Carolina. Mark it down in Sharpie. Okay. They might actually lose four games in a row. Look at Oklahoma's schedule.
I know, it's tough.
This could get ugly. Number 10 for me as we continue on the dirty poll. It's always contentious. I love it. Number 10 in the dirty poll is a team that still remains undefeated. Another interesting game for them that's coming weekend. They're going on the road to Duke. Mm-hmm. So, Duke, I don't really know what to make of. They got a good quarterback. That's been solid.
Is the coach interviewing right now?
Is Manny Diaz looking at the Penn State job? They may or may not be. Georgia Tech comes in at number 10 for me, undefeated. They beat Virginia Tech in their last game, a team that fired their head coach 35-20. Road contest for them this week. I do think they're heading to the ACC title game. I don't think they're going anywhere. And their schedule is incredibly manageable. So Georgia Tech at number 10. Number 9 comes in my Fighting Oregon Ducks, number 9 for me this week. You look at some of their quality wins. The biggest one was Penn State, and that is, taking a bit of a hit.
Shine's falling off that one.
Here the last couple of weeks. And, I think the final score, Oregon was in the game in the fourth quarter, but I also, in watching it, we talked about it all week, they were outplayed the majority of the game, and I thought Indiana was the better team the majority of the game, and so Oregon's going to tumble a little bit. They come in at number 9. Not a lot of chances for them to pick up, quote-unquote, marquee wins unless teams help them the rest of the way.
They need USC and Washington
to win this weekend.
Iowa's in the conversation for some.
Iowa might be a back-end top 25 team when they play them. They desperately need USC and Washington wins this weekend.
Yes.
That would help them a ton.
Because their resume will kind of suck if they're not ranked.
They might not have a win over a top 25 team at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Even if they win out, that just might end up being the case. But Oregon at number 9. Number 8 for me is Georgia out of the SEC. Again, another huge opportunity for them. They go on the road to Auburn last week. That game easily could have been 17-0 at the half, but it's not their fault. The officials were terrible and stupid, and they gave Kirby Smart a timeout that he didn't call. They go on the road. Oh, yeah, back, baby. They go on the road to Ole Miss this weekend. They get Ole Miss at home, excuse me. So another chance for a top 10 win. Georgia comes in at number 8. Ole Miss at number 7. I bumped them down.
You're bumping them for winning a game?
I am. It's Washington State.
Unbelievable.
It's Washington State.
What were they last week?
They were number 5. So they fell two spots for me. It's Washington State. And no offense to my Cougs. I love my Cougs.
A win is a win.
Is it, though?
Yeah. They have a big game this weekend.
They do have a big game this week. It's one thing to look ahead. It's another to be on thin ice against a team who lost to North Texas by 60 points.
That's a long time ago.
Different team. Not that long
ago.
Different
Cougar.
Ole Miss comes in at number 7. Alabama, another ranked win on the road. If you're the Missouri quarterback, Pribula,
I don't know how many times he's watched that last play, but go back and watch it. He had a wide open wide receiver standing on the sideline, just like jumping and waving his arms. Throw me the ball. Throw me the ball.
People were quick to make fun of Penn State, and rightfully so. I thought the way that game ended was hilarious because that's exactly what a Penn State quarterback would do at the end of a game. And
exactly.
So for all the whole, they chose the wrong quarterback. Nah, he does the same thing the other guy does.
He was wide open. If he throws that, they kick a field goal. They probably go to overtime, and who knows how the game ends. But Alabama wins. Another impressive stretch for them. When you look at the schedule the last couple of weeks, Georgia, Vanderbilt, and then on the road at Missouri, it's been a gauntlet. It continues this week. They play Tennessee at home. They come in at number six. Number five is Texas Tech. I don't see anybody touching them in the Big 12. I think Utah was the only team from a size and strength standpoint that could do it. I don't think Texas Tech's going anywhere. They might end the season undefeated. Texas A&M with a win over Florida. Their offense has been clunky the last couple of weeks. Took them a while to get going in this one. Eventually pull away in the second half. They outscored Florida 13-3. Lagway was fine in the game for Florida. But A&M defensively getting carried right now. But I think they've shown you in big games that their offense can do it. Hence earlier in the season against Notre Dame. And that's also a game that I think has looked even better for them. Notre Dame at the time bounced out of the top 25 or were in the back end when they beat them. And now Notre Dame has somehow climbed all the way back into the top 15. So the win has gotten better as weeks have gone on. Your top three after that, Texas A&M is number four. Top three is Miami. They were idle this week.
Wow.
Indiana is number two after their road win against the top three team in the country. That is the best win of anybody in college football. And if you combine that with their blowout win over Illinois, I got to be honest with you, I had a really hard time picking number one this week. I think Ohio State's the best team in the country right now just because of how dominant their defense is. But the resume of Indiana, they have a comparable opponent in Illinois, and Indiana beat them by a wider margin. Ohio State's next best win, now they're getting kind of dinged because the AP poll is stupid and Washington should be ranked right now, but they're not, so they should have another top 25 win under their belt. And Indiana blew out that same Illinois team by 50-something and then went on the road and beat Oregon by 10. And I will continue to maintain to this point. We'll see how Oregon goes. We said this about the Ducks a couple weeks ago, and then Penn State hit the crapper. For right now, that is the best win of all of college football. So I got Indiana at two, splitting hairs, Ohio State at number one this week in the Dirty Poll.
All right, there we go. The top 12. Need a noodle on this one.
Got to contemplate. Vandy, we need a Dirty Poll postgame show.
I love the Dirty Poll postgame show. Vandy, Oklahoma, Georgia Tech, Oregon, Georgia, Ole Miss, Bama Tech, A&M, Miami, Indiana, Ohio State.
The Bama one is interesting, too, because that loss has done nothing but age poorly. But they're this case study of what's more important, quality wins or about like what weighs more in the rankings. And when you beat three straight ranked teams, I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt after one dud in the opening week of the season.
Is having one bad loss in week one, no doubt?
It's not a killer,
less,
no.
Versus the wins they have, is that better than Oregon having no quality wins and losing their only ranked good team
matchup?
For me,
it is. For me, it is. Because they've beaten three teams that I think are better than anybody that Oregon has beaten.
No, I'm not suggesting it isn't. I think it absolutely is. You should be allowed to trip up, and that was week one.
That was my calculus, yeah.
I'm curious how high they can rise.
Yeah, and I also think their schedule. I mean, this is what SEC is going to try and tout the rest of the way. I saw a tweet yesterday of like the number of combined opponents remaining. This is currently on Oregon, Ohio State, and Indiana's schedule. It's like zero. They don't play any ranked teams right now.
That's because their conference kind of sucks.
Yeah, and that could change though, right? Again, like Washington, USC, we talked about some of these teams, but they don't have any of them ranked currently on their schedule. And Alabama has like five more on their schedule. And so that's the SEC argument. Right. They have played Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Missouri in consecutive weeks, and now this week they play Tennessee, who's ranked in the top 15.
Yep.
That is four in a row of teams who are ranked.
They have LSU on their schedule.
Yep.
They have Oklahoma
who's
on the schedule.
Ranked. Like, LSU's got to figure it out offensively. They're close. I just don't have them in my top 12.
You make an
right
argument
now.
Alabama might end up with the hardest schedule in college football this year based on what it looks like right now.
Without a doubt.
All right. Dirty Poll postgame show coming up next. A Blazer takeaway from some preseason action yesterday. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How does it wear on you over the week? Posting your dirty poll.
It's a lot of pressure, dude. There's a lot of pressure that goes into it.
People instantly hating how you're ranking these guys.
You know, hey, I love my poll. I love my poll.
Do you think you're building more goodwill with fans about why you should have a top 25 vote with your top 12? Or do you think people are largely becoming separated from, no, don't give that guy a
vote. John, he doesn't deserve one. It's very complicated, man. Like, I'm glad that I don't have to do 25 for the entire segment, because the thought process of planning out where everybody falls in the top 25 would take a very long time. So that's the one thing I've always said about, even when we criticize the rankings, you have to have a base level of knowledge of, like, hey, if two teams played last weekend and one of them won, let's make sure we rank the team who won the game ahead of the other one. Those little mistakes are not okay in any way, shape, or form. But, like, ranking teams 17 through 25.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Good luck, buddy. Everybody's got one loss or some in there with two losses. Like, I do genuinely believe Washington should be ranked. I don't understand how they're not in the top 25. That doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, because you'd think with the Big Ten name next to it, they'd get some benefit.
They were in the national championship 2 years ago, man. Yeah. I hate that program as much as anybody. But, like,
what's their best win?
Their best win, I mean,
you see, that's
it's not good, but their only loss is to the number one team in the country. So that's the other side of it. And they were in that game in the third quarter. So that's like, if we can punish them for not beating somebody, that's fine. But if they didn't have Ohio State on their schedule, they're probably undefeated. Their best win on the year, honestly, is Maryland.
Well, I mean, like,
from a win-loss standpoint, it's Maryland. Yeah. It's Maryland.
Like, why is Missouri still ranked, but Washington's not? I think that's the tough part is, well, South Carolina. Like, South Carolina's not ranked.
So, No. The question is, who is Missouri beaten? And the answer is nobody.
I mean, I think the difficult thing here is you go through this, and whether it's 12 or it's 25, and you can go through a laundry list of it, like, how many two-loss teams are going to end up getting screwed out?
That very well could end up happening.
Or just losing out in general and not even using the term screwed out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a lot of those right around the corner. You look in the Big Ten right now. Let's see. You've got 3, 4, 5. 2, 3, 4. Yeah, Michigan still has two losses.
Yeah. But, I mean, Michigan is done at this point.
Well,
but
we keep saying every team that has two is in. Like, have you noticed how often we say that out loud, though, of like,
as if Miami didn't go 10-2 last year and get left out of the playoff.
Yeah.
Or BYU didn't go 10-2 last year and get left out of the playoff.
Right, right. And I wonder if that is what ends up pushing this over the proverbial expansion goal line.
Well, this is where I just will maintain. Like, I think the idea of ranking teams is incredibly complicated because everybody plays a different schedule. And so any sort of, like, nitpick you want to give into why I have a team somewhere or because of what their resume is – there's an immediate counteract to, okay, well, then who would you put there, and what is their resume, and why is their resume more deserving than this team's resume? Because everybody plays a different schedule. It's not even. It's not balanced. We just talked about this with Alabama. Their loss to Florida State has aged like leaving a bottle of milk out in the middle of July. It's aged terribly. Florida State has not won a game in the ACC. They have not looked the same since then. But the counter to that is they've won three consecutive games over top 25 teams. And so not everybody has the same schedule. Not
it's
everybody.
Also week one.
It's week one, sure. I mean, it should count, right? Like, I'm not just going to give you a freebie because there's only 12 weeks of the season. But they have taken care of business, and they have ended that debate over, is this going to be a dumpster fire year? Are they going to fire DeBoer? Like, they're going to be a playoff team if they control what they can control. This is why I'm an avid supporter of auto bids for conferences. I just, to me, it settles this nuanced debate of, 10-2 in this conference good enough? 10-2 in this conference good enough? We're going to get into the 9-3 SEC teams. I guarantee you it's going to happen because they're going to have multiple wins over ranked teams, more so than other teams from the ACC, the Big Ten, or the Big 12 would. And they're going to argue, hey, we're 9-3 because we had to play seven ranked teams. At the end of the year, how many ranked teams will Oregon end up playing?
I think USC is a – if they beat Notre Dame,
If they lose to Notre Dame, they're going to probably be unranked. If Washington loses this weekend, they're already not ranked. Yeah. They're not going to be in the top 25.
Yeah.
Maybe in the back end of the last week of the season, they're 8-2 when they are.
To Cignetti's point on the Joel Klatt show, this is – did you catch that interview?
I did not, no. Trying to avoid him this week. Very mad at Kurt Cignetti. Hurt my feelings.
Are you really?
Yeah. Bastard.
Should you be avoiding and be mad at Kurt Cignetti or be upset about Will Stein's play calling?
I'm more mad at my dad than I am at Kurt Cignetti, but I'm taking it out on him.
Well, that's who's your daddy, Kurt Cignetti.
My daddy right now.
he makes the point that's very valid, and everybody knows this, but it's like, it's going to be the networks that decide this.
Yes, that's usually how it goes.
Not really the committee.
To me, it's more interesting right now. If I told you the top four, like let's use the Big Ten and the SEC as an example. The top four teams at the end of the year are guaranteed a spot in the college football playoff. You're glued more to the seedings and where you're falling and who you might end up having to play.
Yeah.
And the top two get by and then three play six and you're kind of playing your way in through your conference. To me, that is much more interesting than having the debate over who deserves to be ranked ahead of who.
Do you remember when I think it was Monday's program, or maybe it was yesterday's, it's all blur. We had basically said, how often do you watch a college football game? Like, truly, how often do you watch a college football game, whether that be the top-ranked team against fellow top-ranked team, or middle-bottom-tier-ranked team versus unranked team, or just unranked team versus unranked team? How often do you truly watch a college football game right now, this year, and maybe even last year, and you're honestly in your living room, garage, wherever, going, whoa! Because I need like Penn State losing to UCLA. That registers.
That's shocking.
But like South Carolina beating an LSU. Yeah. These teams are like the margin between maybe five, because I'll give benefits to top three teams. And even them, I kind of throw in this, like, that margin is so small now.
Yeah, look at the S&P Plus. I think Connolly had a thing this week of, like, teams 1 through 17 are separated by such a
thin
razor
margin.
It's a
sliver, dude. Yeah. It's so
everybody's
thin.
Jumbled together. Everybody's got a weakness. Everybody's got
Whereas when Georgia loses to, I fill in the blank.
They play Ole Miss this weekend. They could lose to Ole Miss this weekend at home.
Now, I'm looking for, like, a worst example. If Georgia loses to Arkansas,
yeah,
you know, that used to be like, holy. Now I see it, and I'm like, yeah, they're not great, but, like, portal. And there's no more superpower, per se, the way there once was. I think when you're getting into that, it's hard for me to really look at some of the losses and say, man, you know, like, I don't look at Bama losing to Florida State week one with an entirely new team. Like, how you're not a coach, but if you're coaching, how are you scheming against? I'm not making
it's
excuses.
Not
I'm just asking
do,
like how these guys would scheme.
Got Malzahn's new OC. They got a ton of new players.
Everything's new, right? And this happens to teams, not just Alabama's. Happens to a lot of teams in week ones or week twos.
Yeah,
I find that incredibly difficult. Whereas you get into week five, six, seven, eight, where we're at now, you have a better idea, right? You have actual film. You can study that. Like it was probably a little easier for Virginia to scheme up against Florida State than it was at the time Alabama.
Oh, without a doubt.
Alabama still shouldn't have got bullied and pushed around the way they did.
Yeah.
But I think because of how little I'm surprised by losses in college now, I think that's what changes all of this for me is how you sort and separate resume against resume.
You can't, and that's, I will go back to it, and I hope that it's eventually the move that they make, because I think it would be very entertaining, and you would still have every game that matters, especially in conference plays, and it would more regionalize it where you would be, you know, glued to where you're, like, right now in the Big Ten, if that was the model you went with, basically the way that it would work is the top two teams get an automatic bid, so that would be Ohio State and Indiana.
Sure.
They wouldn't play a conference title game. They just, your season's over, I don't know if either of them are going to lose, they definitely won't lose more than once, so we'll just go on that road and say Indiana and Ohio State are in. Your then games would be USC versus Nebraska and Oregon versus Michigan.
Yeah.
Just based on conference standings right now. Like Washington, I know, is only in one last team, but I think technically based on whatever tiebreaker Nebraska's ahead of them. So that, and those two games would happen, and the winners of those games would go to the college football playoff. And to me, that just, it keys you into stuff where it's being settled on the field. Because I think every time I do the rankings, and I try and put some time into it and think, all right, who won, who lost, who do I think looks good? Like, it's a combination of a bunch of things that you put into a melting pot. There's still no right answer at the end of the day. There just isn't.
Six of the top 12 right now in the rankings, not that these rankings matter because it's only the playoff ones, are SEC teams. So if there's anything I have an absolute takeaway of, that conference is still almost always universally going to get the benefit.
They're getting the benefit of the doubt, and I think Washington is a great example of that. Washington not being in the back end of the top 25 is ridiculous. They're 5-1. They're a well-known team. Anybody who's watched them knows that their offense can be dynamic. I think they got issues on the offensive line and defense, but who doesn't in the back end of the top 25? Let's not sit here and act like Cincinnati is perfect.
Who doesn't in the top 10?
Cincinnati.
LSU's offense blows. They're 10th.
Cincinnati and Nebraska have the same record. They played this year, and Cincinnati's ranked ahead of Nebraska.
Ole Miss barely survived Wazoo. The Huskies just beat Wazoo in Wazoo by 30.
They did.
Like, so that's kind of all I'm saying.
You're not wrong there. Like, the SEC will get the benefit of the doubt for sure. In the middle of the top 25 to the back end of the top 25, they will have teams in there that don't necessarily deserve to be in there. The Big Ten needs some big wins this weekend. Like, Washington winning, I think, would help them. USC beating Notre Dame would help them a ton. You cannot have Nebraska do what Nebraska always does, and that's pee down their leg in these moments. They need some ranked teams in the back end of the season.
A Blazer takeaway from a preseason game? How's it possible? We might have it at 7:45. Coming up next, speaking of that resume, who's going to fire it up? We'll talk about that.
All right, welcome back in. We got Lucy Burge at 9 a.m. We're hoping the YouTube can get fixed. We're trying. We're efforting.
Out of our control.
Sure, she feels good about her Patriots right now.
Boy.
Boy, oh boy.
I might have to pull the audio so we can play it. I'll tell you how good she feels about those Patriots.
Yeah, she's feeling pretty good right now.
We were talking about college football, your dirty poll rankings,
and
then like we started comping resumes.
Yeah, people said, somebody texted in and said LSU or Tennessee should be ranked ahead of Oklahoma. Totally fair takes. I could see it. I could see the argument. The reason I don't have Tennessee in there, they do have a better loss than Oklahoma, but they don't really, like, I don't know what their best win is on the year. Is it Arkansas? Is it Syracuse? Like, in the last couple of weeks, they had to go to double overtime, I want to say, to beat Mississippi State. And then this past week, I think it was the Arkansas game that they were in a dogfight, and they won 34-31. So I totally up for debate, totally a fair take, but that's
the reason why. Who is Vanderbilt's best win?
They've blown out South Carolina. It's not great. It's not great.
Yeah.
A lot of these teams have the same exact thing. I'm just going by eyeball test of who I think.
Tennessee's,
at that point, the resumes are nearly identical. They've lost to a good team. Tennessee's was at home. Vanderbilt's was on the road.
Yeah.
So there's that caveat
to
it.
Is Tennessee's best win their best loss?
Yes, I think that's the case. I think it's the same for Vanderbilt, right? They showed that they can hang against one of the best teams in the sport, and they lost in a close game, and so I'm not going to kill you for that.
The point I'm bringing up is, when was the last time you made a resume?
Oh, God. Probably when I applied for the internship here.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't touched a resume since then.
I had to fire up. I haven't done it, but I'm supposed to fire up a resume for something I'm doing outside of here.
Okay, look at you. You get new opportunities?
No.
Are you moving on? Are you dumping me right now?
I didn't know.
Is this happening live on the air?
No.
You're going to Seattle, aren't you?
No.
Seattle Sprague's moving up to Seattle. Coug
Ludes would assume I am.
Coug Ludes. He was right all along. You're going to go host a show with Softy, aren't you? Husky honks.
Could you imagine if I did that?
You, Softy, and Cam Cleland doing the post-game show? You bailing on me for that, man? Come on, after all these years?
It'd be funny if I did a show with Softy. Like, this ends with me leaving you.
I keep seeing his videos
Softy
popping up in my algorithm. This is an elimination! It's like, dude, Deep breath, buddy.
I'm concerned for his health if they win the World Series.
Yeah.
He might keel over and be like, well, that's it.
I'm worried about it either way. Like, them blowing the lead in this series or winning the World Series. I think that's the same on
fair point.
His stress levels.
But I've realized I haven't made a resume since 2011, and I don't have a resume on file, and I got to be honest, I'm nervous about making resumes nowadays.
I don't even know where I would begin.
Google and then steal and then like insert my information is what I would do.
You could AI that thing, aren't you?
I wouldn't AI it. I would see formats, like how are people doing them? And then I know people are chat GPTing their cover letters. That's like a famous thing people are doing.
Yeah.
Which it's like it's three paragraphs and it's you. What do you need a robot to tell you what to do there?
It'd be pretty funny in a cover letter to find a way to tie into, like, you know how on the websites when you log in and you got to prove, like, what are the letters or what pictures have the, you know, street signs or the stoplights or whatever to prove you're not a robot. It'd be funny to do something like that in a cover letter to, like, have, hey, I'm proving I'm not writing this with ChatGPT.
The brand man basically told us that when he was going through new hires, he had 30 people that he clearly was like, that's ChatGPT.
Yeah, you could probably tell right away because I'd imagine they're all written the same because they're all applying for the same job.
But if you want a hosting job, why are you going to a robot? It's literally a job where you're supposed to be creative and original.
Exactly.
You might have an idea that's similar to other radio hosts, but like you got to be you.
I ask ChatGPT for my sports takes every morning when I wake up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Some would say you do.
What do you think, robot? What should I go with today? Who am I high on? Who am I low on? Who am I buying?
Oregon still is great. Don't worry about a home loss.
Indiana's the best team in the country.
It was not Lanning's fault.
Nah, it's kind of Dante Moore's fault, but I digress.
Who's the coach?
Yeah, I don't know. I have not made a resume in a very long time. Well, how much of your last resume, too, was absolute BS?
Well, my last resume was, it was for the Fan.
Yes.
And I only had one job that mattered to the Fan
Did
job.
Did you change the, lingo of your job at all? Did you change, responsibilities? Because I'm willing to guess of resumes that are submitted, 60% of it is just a blatant lie, but...
Can I be honest
Absolutely
with you?
Misleading.
I had so little experience in media at that point in my career that I had my frozen custard job still on that resume. Why? Because I said customer service matters.
It does, dude. You got to treat people with respect. Look, if I can do it in a custard shop, I can do it on the radio, damn it. Casey's the most recent resume guy here. He just got hired.
But he's out of college. His resume sucks,
What's
too.
What's your resume look like, Casey?
It's got about four things on there.
Yeah.
A couple volunteer things and a few sales jobs.
Volunteer things
Humane
are good.
Society.
That's always a good poll. You got to show you care about the community. That's got to be on the resume.
I know how to handle the pussy cat. Humane Society. Puppy dogs. You know what I mean? I know how to handle them things. I'm careful. I'm loving.
I'm going to let you stew in that one for a second.
Stewing what?
Nothing.
He said volunteer.
He did.
He's talking about the Humane Society.
Animals. We love animals.
We
on
do
this
love
show.
Animals.
Big animal fans.
Dude, we might be the number one animal show on the station.
Oh, I tend to agree with you.
It's kind of a hot take, actually.
Does Patrick have a dog?
Patrick doesn't strike me as an animal guy
at all. No.
He looks like he's scared of every animal. And I've seen Danny literally make out with his dog before doing a podcast. Like, Danny is a dog licks you in the mouth guy.
Oh.
And he's like, And the dog is
the dog tongue in the mouth?
Full tongue in the mouth. And I'm like on the other end of that camera going,
Danny.
Are we doing this live?
No, Danny.
Yeah, because his dogs like whine when he starts recording. It's a weird thing they do.
They know
so he'll lean over and he'll pick him up. And he's got like a little... He's got like a little purse dog, like a wiener dog or something, and he'll pick it up, and it was like right in his little mouth, and he's like, oh yeah, he's a good boy. So I know Danny loves the dog. P. Harris, I don't have evidence P. Harris is an animal guy. I know Rob talks about his little dog that may or may not have been deported.
Yeah. I had my dirt drop.
Mechanic's got the big human dog.
Yeah, I think Swag saved over my dirt drop from yesterday. I was going to play that one. My drip, 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 lick,
See,
lick, lick.
You can't leave and then come in and just be deleting stuff without talking
to
anybody.
That was a great drop
yesterday.
You
absolutely deleted it.
That was a good drop because it was, I think the Tomlin cut's right where that thing was. I don't find it anywhere anymore.
No, I got it.
I can't. Oh, is it still on there somewhere?
Oh, yeah, it was in
I
there.
Think it was, got, yeah, I think it got saved over. The dog kissing thing is weird for me. I kiss my dog like on the head, like you know, pat him and kiss him on the head, that kind of thing. The dog tongue's not getting anywhere near this.
Dude, I hate when my dog's face, like when his face is close to my face, I'm like, all right.
I see what you lick. I see what you eat.
You know, I walk you.
Yeah.
We feed you. I take care of you. You're not sleeping on my couch, my bed, and you're not licking my face.
Tongue's not going in my mouth.
That, and then like the noise they make when he cleans, because my dog cleans himself a lot. I'm like yelling at him half the time. That. Stop it! I know what you're doing. Bothers me a lot.
Drip, drip, drip. Oh, it's in there. Okay, where did we find it?
I found it.
Okay, you found it? Okay, different page. All right. Sorry. That was a quick to shade swag. Sorry for that one.
I actually meant to get to Oregon State coach candidates with resumes there.
Oh, that was the whole point of the segment, was for resumes on Oregon State's candidacy?
Who's got the best resume?
I love Scott Barnes coming out with, well, we want somebody with head coaching experience. We also want somebody with a West Coast footprint. We want somebody who knows how to handle NIL budgets. Mm. None of that is an eliminator factor for who we're going to hire. It's like, yeah, why don't you just go hire Nick Saban? That sounds good.
I've had two people legitimately say, you think Franklin wants to restart his whole career? And I'm like, you think James Franklin's taking this gig?
He would take Virginia Tech in a heartbeat over Oregon State. It's not even a debate. And I don't know if he wants to go back into coaching, but if he's going
to
go back into coaching,
he has
that
to
one.
Look.
Yeah, I mean, I know he has. TV or coaching. It doesn't have to be
he
coaching.
Has a resume that could get him the Florida job.
I mean, you're not
I'm not
wrong.
Saying he'd get it. I just, his resume would definitely like, hey, I've won. You haven't had a guy that's won in a long time.
Right.
I might not be the ranked teams, but you're not beating any of them.
He's going to go to he's not going to coach at a non-power level if he coaches. I think he's going to go into TV for a bit. And he's going to pull a Dan Mullen and wait and see how the landscape shakes out in a couple of years. And then maybe the stink is off of his name and he gets a better gig than Virginia Tech, but he's not coaching at Oregon State.
I think this is my favorite time because I've done this. I'm just as guilty as anybody. I love everybody that's just saying who the obvious number one candidate of that job is.
Oh, it's got to be Kevin Sumlin, right?
I need the guy from Montana State. I need the guy from UC Davis.
Brent Vegan, baby.
What's Paul Chris doing?
Bring him back.
Former beef. Brian Lindgren was on a list, and I'm like, you are not doing that.
No. Or are you?
Oh. He might Michael Scott that thing. He might get the right one. How did you do that? And he goes, well, you know, we got a committee and such.
I think people are now fact-checking him, too, of them saying he's hired five FBS football coaches, and four of them have gone on to Power 5 jobs.
That was a weird phrasing how
and
he
I
described
And I think somebody,
that.
Maybe it was Tim Uwis that I saw went through it, and it was like, he's only hired like three coaches. And one of them was Trent Bray. Because I think he hired Gary Anderson at Utah State the first time.
Oh, did he?
I think he was at Utah State.
Okay. He went to Pittsburgh.
He went to Pittsburgh. I don't think he hired a football coach when he was at Pittsburgh.
I know he hired a men's basketball coach, and that was
didn't
an
go
awful
well.
Hire.
And I don't think he hired another football coach until he hired Jonathan Smith, which was a good hire, and then he left.
I mean.
And then he hired Trent Bray. So this idea that he's.
Giving him the Jonathan Smith credit is like giving him the Mitch Canham credit. It
yeah,
happened,
that's a good point.
But I don't know.
Good point.
Who wouldn't have just done that?
Yeah, you would have. If not hiring him would have been a mistake.
An alum who's smart offensively and has a good resume.
Who wants the job, like, yeah.
It's kind of a layup.
It seems like a layup.
It's a Gary Payton layup.
Seems like a layup right
or,
there. Don't miss your layup.
According to Brent Blaylock, a random player layup because none of us will remember Gary Payton's layup.
Well, I look forward to listening to you on KJR, man. I'm going to miss you. It was fun. We had a good run.
Yeah, bow down. I'm going to start talking like him, too.
You're going to start doing it.
Two show hosts.
You're going to give me a call in. You'll be our daily ticker guest.
Dirt the Huskies. I had to work with Softy a little bit in my internship, and I'll tell you right now, I don't know if he still does this. Nobody, and I repeat, and I'm including my mom in this.
Rips a dart as quick as him?
Nobody smokes a dart quicker than Dave Softy Mahler used to. He used to storm out of the studio, take the elevator to the parking garage, and just rip those suckers.
You got to go quick at a commercial break. You got a lot of time.
4 minutes and 20 seconds.
We're back. We're back on the air.
Dude, it was seamless from like smoking into the studio right into it. It was a talent. That guy's talented. You hate on him. He's a talented man, my new co-host. All right. Takeaway from a Blazer preseason game. I think I have one. And I'll give it to you next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hopefully we get Lucy Burge on the YouTubes. By the way, great little theme popping up today. Casey, very quickly, how much of your resume is a lie? You're here. You've gotten the gig, dude. You're not going to get let go.
They can't fire you now.
Yeah, it's over, right? It's been 7 years. All the crimes can be admitted out
loud.
Those
are your hippo rights. They can't fire you.
Right.
None of it. I didn't feel the need to throw some like random facts or like awards or achievements.
But like
anything.
You weren't like a producer for a 8 to 10 p.m. KBVR show and you labeled it technical audio director?
No, I don't think I.
Okay.
I don't think I.
No lies. Look at
all
that.
Right, good
going
for you.
Above board. We had one that got texted in that was pretty good. Somebody said, where did this go? I used to show DJs how to use equipment at the college radio station, and I used that as, quote, extensive teaching experience on a resume for teaching English in Mexico, and it worked.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I mean, yeah,
that's
great.
Good. That's class, yeah. That's 1A.
Dio said, I put volunteer work for my daughter's school. It's AKA we went on a field trip to the zoo.
You're not lying.
I volunteered.
You volunteered. You went to school. You helped.
Yeah,
you helped the kids. Help the kids. Right.
One for me, man.
So maybe you just let us know how much of your resume is a lie or exaggerated. 503-864-6326. I want to remind you guys.
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't know who puts.
I don't think it's over there. I don't know if I see it. Slide over. Did we lose it?
Oh, I got it.
You can't count on much these days. But what can you count on, Sprague?
Why does Isaac organize him way over there?
I don't know.
It's halfway
I don't
through. Yeah, you're right. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on CBS and the NFL on Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday for just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started.
Hey-o.
Blazers preseason was last night.
They did. They played a game last night against the Golden State Warriors.
Here's the take.
You got a takeaway on this.
Yeah, because I'm sure you're going to hear other takeaways.
Oh, okay. What is the first on the fan takeaway?
None of it matters. That was the least energetic, least buzzworthy game of basketball I've ever had on my television. The broadcast didn't sound excited. The Warriors didn't look excited.
Yeah, everybody's ready for the year to start.
The best part of the broadcast was Brooke Olsendam telling me the injury list. I'm like, okay, well, I guess the extended Brooke Olsendam information. Yeah. Like, that was an obvious preseason game literally nobody cared about.
And we have one more to go, right?
Yeah.
One more to go? Okay.
No.
Two more to go?
Have three or four.
I thought there was only four. I think they've
tomorrow.
Only played three.
Yeah, they have tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, they play Miami, the U.
The U.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Utah.
Oh, the under.
Jazz tomorrow.
Oh,
take
Utah.
The under. Take the under
against Utah.
You probably should. They were an underdog last night. They did not cover.
Somebody's going to point to fast break point difference. Okay. Offensive rebounding. Hey, Klinger got some offense. Oh, okay. Like, I'm just telling you, man. How, as a coach, do you take away film from yesterday when half of the other team doesn't play and Steph is playing and literally not caring?
There's nothing that you could take away from it.
So, like, I don't mean to poo-poo. Like, some people are going to give you something, but hand to God, that might have been the least cared about preseason game I have ever felt watching.
This is like, it's like the stretch you get in the August where there's the buildup for the year to start and the first week of NFL preseason, you're like, hey, football's back on my TV. This is great. And then week two comes and you're like, wait, we're still doing this? This is still a thing? And then by the time you get to week three, you're just thinking, can we just play real games at this point? I'm tired of it and I'm ready for it to actually start. I think that's where everybody in the NBA is. I'm contemplating doing something.
Well, I think some Blazer fans are taking stuff away, and I'm just telling opinion-wise, I'm putting zero stock into what yesterday
week from
was.
Today. We'll start putting stock into things a week from today.
The fast break points, we can track that. Let's start with game one.
Yes, and Jeremy Grant, I know he was a plus 21. He was also 3 of 11 from the floor and 1 of 6 from 3.
Shaden can't hit threes yet.
Shaden had a great opening night shooting the ball, and the next two games have not gone as well for him. So, look, there's a lot of things I'm excited to see how it plays out next Wednesday. Mm. I think I'm going to buy Blazer Vision.
Are you?
I think so.
Why? You have the antenna.
I do have the antenna. I don't have a TV in my room, in my bedroom.
Oh, so an iPad or something?
So I don't like having to be out on, and then I got to go back out in the living room, and I'm ready to go, like, you know,
Text Police help me with this? Can you rewatch or record on Blazer Vision? Because Sam Tung never got back to me on that.
I want to know, is it good? Like, for people who bought Blazer Vision last year,
I've heard mixed results.
Okay. Well, send me your feedback, because I'm contemplating it.
Okay.
I'm positive dirt this year. Tom Dundon's taking over the team. We got Panda Express back on the menu, boys. I'm excited, but the antenna thing blows.
If you can record and rewatch on Vision, yes. I will also be getting Vision because my schedule is going to be nuts during basketball.
Yeah, you're going to be running around. You're not going to be able to watch live because you're at practice.
And I can't record.
And you can't record the game, and so then you're just not being able to catch up on anything. You want a splitsies? We'll go splitsies.
You can split?
I think you can.
Oh, really?
I think you can.
I'll split with you.
You want to split it?
If people tell me I can record and go back and watch last night's game.
Now we're talking.
The next day, I'm in.
All right.
Okay. Let us know.
You got yourself a deal.
Loaded third hour of the program. We have a lot to get to. Stat or story around the corner as well. And Lucy Burge at 9 a.m.
Hey.
But the 8 a.m. hour is next. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.